Exodus 27. And thou shalt make the altar of acacia wood, 5 cubits the length, and 5 cubits the breadth. The altar shall be square, and the height thereof 3 cubits. And thou shalt make its horns at the 4 corners thereof. Its horns shall be of itself, and thou shalt overlay it with copper. And thou shalt make its pots to cleanse it of the fat, its shovels, and its bowls, and its forks, and its firepans. For all the utensils thereof shalt thou employ copper. And thou shalt make for it a grating of network of copper. And on the net thou shalt make 4 copper rings at its 4 corners. And thou shalt put it under the ledge of the altar beneath, and the net shall be to the very middle of the altar. And thou shalt make staves for the altar, staves of acacia wood, and overlay them with copper. And its staves shall be put into the rings, that the staves may be on both sides of the altar when it is carried. Hollow with boards shalt thou make it. As it hath been shown thee on the mountain, so shall they make it. And thou shalt make the court of the tabernacle, on the south side, southward, hangings for the court of twined byssus, 100 cubits the length for the one side, and 20 pillars thereof, and their 20 bases of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods of silver, and likewise on the north side in length, hangings 100 cubits long, and its 20 pillars, and their 20 bases of copper, the hooks of the pillars and their connecting rods of silver, and the breadth of the court on the west side, hangings of 50 cubits, their pillars 10, and their bases 10, and the breadth of the court on the east side, eastward, 50 cubits, the hangings on the one side of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their bases 3, and on the other wing, hangings of 15 cubits, their pillars 3, and their bases 3. And for the gate of the court, a curtain of 20 cubits, of blue, and purple, and scarlet, and twined byssus, embroidered with needlework, their pillars 4, and their bases 4. All the pillars of the court round about shall be fastened together with rods of silver, their hooks of silver, and their bases of copper. The length of the court shall be 100 cubits, and the breadth 50 everywhere, and the height 5 cubits of twined byssus, and their bases of copper. All the utensils of the tabernacle for the service thereof, and all the pegs thereof, and all the pegs of the court, shall be of copper. And thou shalt command the children of Israel that they bring thee olive oil, pure, beaten, for the light, to light the lamp continually. In the tent of meeting outside the veil, which is before the testimony, Aaron and his sons shall dress them from evening to morning before Jehovah. It is an everlasting statute for their generations on the part of the children of Israel.